Now, I think Anto's going to come to speak to us. In fact, I know she's coming to speak to us, but just before she does come to speak to us, you folks here, do you have to wash your hands a lot more in schools? And I'm just saying, you have to do all that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, we're all doing that. There are some things that happen in our community, in our classrooms, and everything. There are things that make us a wee bit scared sometimes, and things where we have questions. And what I was going to say to you this morning is, there are things in the world that are a bit scary. There are things that are a bit scary. For the minister at the moment, the biggest thing that's scary isn't COVID-19, it's getting older. That's the thing that's making the minister feel a bit scared at the moment. Seriously though, there are lots of grown-up people around about us all the time. They're to help us and to support us. And one of the things about the fellowship and the family of the church is that we are here to love and support one another, to pray for one another, to care for one another. And that's one of the great gifts of grace that the church has to offer to one another here and to the world at a time like this. And our young church, well, they were busy last Sunday, we're going to hear about that, and then we're going to hear a bit more about young church, and Angela, who helps to lead young church, is going to come and speak to us about that.
Thank you very much. I'm hoping that possibly some of the young church might help me by telling some of the congregations some of these things, so I'm hoping they'll ask for some volunteers that they will. So Fiona said we were very busy last week, and I was wondering if there was anybody in the front row who'd like to tell us what we did. Come on up. Let's see, can you stand beside me, can you shout over the mic and tell us what we did last week?
We spread pancakes.
We did, Elise?
We made pancakes.
We made pancakes. So last week, thank you very much to everyone that helped to make pancakes and donate pancakes, because for those of you who were here, we had a flipping marvellous party last Sunday. And the guys in the young church and the families who were there for the baptism also came and joined in and helped with that. And what did we ask people to do, Robbie? We asked people to give donations, and I'm going to ask Robbie to shout out really nice and loud for me. That's the number here.
£162.24.
Oh, thanks. Whoa! So thank you very much. We made a fantastic amount, and that amount of money now is going off to Christians in Aid Poverty. We're hoping that as a young church, so this will be something that we do more often, is get young people involved in doing things, thinking about the community, thinking about the world, thinking about other people, and that will hopefully be something on a regular basis that we'll ask you to get involved in and support. Thank you very much for coming, eating the pancakes, drinking the tea, giving your donations, but also for making the pancakes. So thank you very much. Now moving on, we've been chatting over the last, what I'd like to say is a couple of weeks, but it seems to have been since before Christmas about how possibly we can do things a bit differently in the young church. As you probably see, there are some weeks where we have lots of young people here, and we can some weeks have up to 15 young people here. There are other weeks where there maybe only a handful of kids, and that's just because things are changing in the lives of families, young people, and so there are so many other things and so many other commitments that everybody can't always be here every week. So what we're looking at doing is trying to see actually how can we change the way that we are working to make it suit the families that we have coming along, and hopefully also suit other families and encourage them to come along. So the first thing, and this is the first thing that I want the young people in particular, but also any of you as you are creative, we are thinking about renaming the young church. And we want you to think about if there's something that you would like to be called. That can be, we could have the creche to creche, and the creche could be called something else. We could have the older group who are primary, 7th and 2nd, they could be called something else, then another group could be called, or we could just come up with a name that we think for everybody. So I'm putting that out there for this week. When we go down today, we'll have a chat about it, but I want you all to think about that, and if you can think about a possible name, phone us, text us on Sunday, send us an email, post it on Facebook, whatever way is easiest for you to give a suggestion, please send it in to ourselves. But I think that normally on the first Sunday of every month, we do what we call Sinner Sunday. So we have a set of DVDs called Friends and Heroes that have some really fantastic cartoons and stories that young people watch on a weekly basis. Monthly basis. The kids get popcorn and they usually get a drink of blackcurrant or orange. Do you like them? Yeah? Thumbs up? Fantastic. So young people really, really enjoy these. But what we find more and more as leaders in the young church is that Vanessa, Jenny, myself, now Charlotte, are out at young church every Sunday. And so when you get to enjoy being here and part of the service, we only get in to be in for that little snippet of time. We were here at the start and then we go downstairs. So it's very, very rare that any of us who are working in young church get a chance to actually be in and be part of the service and benefit from that, as I'm sure we all benefit every Sunday. So we're kind of making a bit of a plea. We're asking that, almost like the test rota, that we could have a rota of two people on the first Sunday of every month to do our Sinner Sunday boys. Now that would be a case of, we would still come in and we would still set up the DVD ready to use. All the young people here can work the laptop, press the buttons, do all of those things better than any of us. So at the end, we'd say, well, the technicalities of doing that, we can do that for you. But we were looking for two people for the first Sunday of every month to go with the young people, sit with them while they watch the DVD, and I suppose be the usherette and serve them popcorn and juice. We would hope it's not too difficult a task, but that then would free up young church leaders to be in church one Sunday a month and to be able to be part of a normal service.
And it's one less Sunday you need to listen to me.
So that's a plea. You will need to go through the safeguarding process because you're going to be with young people, but it might be that if you're already on the threshold, you might already have that. Or if you're in another organisation and you're working somewhere, it might just be a PVG update. What will happen is that you have a wee meeting and it will normally be with Olive, and she'll have a chat to you about what your role will be in that. She'll help you fill in your PVG, and you will be asked for a reference for doing that. I've just recently done that with the Guide Association, so it wasn't anything that was too complicated. You don't think about it. And my friend who gave you the reference said it wasn't too complicated for them to get a reference either. It was just a couple of simple questions. If you're interested and you're available, what we were thinking would probably it would only work out to be one or two Sundays a year that you'd be doing that, if you can have people to do that. And you'd be working as a wee team. So if there is somebody that you want to work with, come with them and say, the two of us would like to do that together, and we can work like that. Or if you want to come on your own, you don't have a partner, we'll find you one very quickly and share. So that's the first week plea. Our next thing is to let you know about something that we're going to try, that we want to try and be a bit more flexible and a bit more welcoming to families. I don't know about all of you, but for me, when I have the kids at school, I can always get them out in the morning at 8:45 and get them to school. But on a Sunday morning, it always seems that there are 500 other things going on, and it's a challenge to get into to school for the service. We're also finding that a lot of families have a lot of things on a Sunday at this time. So our proposal is that hopefully is to try and get a time that suits families, in particular younger families. So what we'd like to try from, now I need to get my date right, from Sunday the 29th of March is that the last Sunday of every month will become a little short. Now, we're going to say family service, but we're going to change it to family session. What we're hoping to have is something around about 9 o'clock, so we'll probably an end to 10, maybe a wee bit shorter depending on kids' attention spans. But to come together, we're going to start off with this first one in the hall. If you come along, a little breakfast will be provided. And we're talking a little breakfast, it will be fruit juices, maybe some pancakes, maybe some bananas, some fruit, things like that. And then there will be activities that are suitable for families to stay together. What would then happen on that Sunday is there won't be a young church at this time. So that would be that opportunity for families to come along and have their service together, have the young kids much more relaxed and be able to run around and do whatever, you know, and not stress about being quiet and making too much noise and whatever. families can then make the decision to whether, well, that's as we've been and we've taken part in church for today and finished, or they can then go on if we want to stay on and be in the service at another clock, we can make that choice as well. But there won't be a young church downstairs on that afternoon. So that will start from Sunday the 29th of March, will be our first one. What I'm going to say is, please, please, please let family, friends, neighbours, anybody that has young families know about this. We're trying it as a pilot to see if it works and whether people enjoy it, but it's hopefully going to be something informal and relaxed that people will enjoy. So that will be the 29th of March, and then the way Easter falls in, it will probably be a first session back after Easter holidays. The 26th of April will be the next one. The other thing I've been asked, and a suggestion that came from a mum last week, was a WhatsApp group for parents and carers, of people who are interested in what's going on in Young Church. So I'm just going to say, if there's anybody who would like to become part of that group, please let me know, pass me your number, and I'd guide you to that. From that, what it will be is, you can text and say, is it interesting to remember to bring this week? Or I can send out saying, remember we're on holiday, or like last week, remember the pancakes, or whatever. So just an easier way of communicating. From what Mum said to me last week was, these things are happening between parents and schools all the time, and it's a good way of communicating, a good way of reminding, and she thought it would be helpful. So if you think it's helpful, I'm happy to set that up, add you in, and we can communicate in that way if that helps. The other thing I want to remind you is that Nessie Church is going to be on the 28th of March in the hall from 2 to 4 p.m. This time we have got some exciting things about soldiers and armour, and it's going to be fantastic. And I think this time we're having, it's burgers and chocolates, so not pizza, but still really tasty. So what I'd like to do is remind you, please, if you'd like to volunteer and help, please let me speak to Vanessa and give a memory if you're keen to help out. And I remind you just to please tell people about the fact that it's coming up. In Young Church, does anybody want to come in to tell us what we've been doing over the last few weeks? Maybe I don't know. It's 2 hours in the morning. Campbell?
We've
been
doing climate change.
Yeah. So the older group have been looking at climate change. We have been using a new resource at the Young Church called Energize, which is an online resource. It's a fantastic resource where you can dip in and you can pick activities. The Young Church decided, the older group of the Young Church decided wants to look at climate change, so we've been doing a bit of research online. We've also been looking at what the Bible says about climate and looking after the planet and our responsibility for that. So that's a project that we're going to be working on our own. The younger groups have also been using the Energize resources, and they are really nice activities, a lot of fun-based things that are nice and short and simple, and when we're down in the whole, that type of activity is very good. And the really younger group have been doing Bible stories on a weekly basis, and we are trying to update some of our resources there. Vanessa has just bought some lovely comfy bean bags, and we're going to try and set up a weekly story corner on the Sunday so that it's a bit more comfy, kids can sit together and read. The other thing I'd like to say, if there is anybody here today or if you know anybody who would like to come and touch with on a more regular basis, we are always happy to have more volunteers. Previously, when we had a large number of young church leaders, we were able to do a rota where we worked 4 weeks on, 4 weeks off. So that's a possibility if we have more people. Well, thank you very much for listening. If there's anything that you wanted to come and have a chat to us about, give us your name or whatever, I'm sorry, Campbell and myself and the older ones that are going to post it, but we will be back probably in time for tea.
I'd just like to, on behalf of the whole church, thank Angela and the team and the young people who are part of the life of our church together. Thank you for being part of the church, thank you for sharing with us in lots of different ways. And that's a lot of information, but please try and engage with it in whatever way you feel you can engage with it. Whether that's through your prayers or whether it's through involvement, we really appreciate anything that you feel that you can bring to the table to help and to support all that we're sharing and doing together. Just as we prepare for those young folks to go out and do their thing, we're going to sing together number 522, "The Church is Wherever God's People Are Praising." And as we sing this hymn, young church, they can just lead in the last kind of verse, and you can go down the stairs, that would be.